It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only fun Survivor podcast. Oh, I was going to intro it with my Jeff Probst impression. Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only fun Survivor podcast. My name is Jake Scheidel. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how's it going today? Are you excited to talk about Survivor?
I couldn't be more excited to talk about Survivor. Good to meet you, Jeff. Let's get into it.
Oh, sounds good, other Jeff. Jeff, did you watch Survivor 46 last night?
Sauce from Spill, I don't do bummy. I saw my shots in town, the neighbors think I'm Andy Murray. Now all this food in my tummy.
I think that's a really interesting question. And I think, you know, in nowadays, things are a little different with watching Survivor. You know, when this show aired back in 2000, we didn't know how things were going to go. We didn't know what things were going to be like now. But I think that the show is in a really good place right now, and that's why I did watch Survivor.
And it's really impressive, isn't it, how we are able to do this with such a wonderful big team year after year, season after season, and it's always good and never bad. And I think that's so incredible.
I think it's really a testament to just the great fans that we're casting and all the great fire that we're making.
This week's episode was called Don't Touch the Oven. Speaking of fire, what did you think of that episode title?
I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty good title. Again, we like know exactly what we're in for reading that. We know what that means. It's like that movie, The Kid Who Would Be King. I watched that recently. By recently, I mean like within the last 2 years. Just based on the title alone, you know exactly what it's going to be. It's about the sword and the stone, you know, and the kid who would be the king. We all know this story. It's a great movie. Have you seen that movie, Thomas?
No, I haven't. I know that Joe Cornish was the writer and also maybe director on that. And he did Attack the Block, which is exactly a movie I really like. So yeah. I probably should watch it.
Imagine Attack the Block, like the energy of Attack the Block, but with like preteens and teenagers doing, what is his name? Alexander the Great?
No, I believe you're thinking of King Arthur.
That's him, yeah. Look, all these fucking old guys. We were talking about Brutus and Judas before we started recording, and I went to one of their Wikipedia articles, and it was like a million pages long. For some guy in history? Get out of here. I'm only talking about...
I am not a slave to the Brutus in my mind.
Okay. We're only talking about present day here.
Doing the Brutus effect. Yeah, that's my favorite finisher.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Where you just stab somebody in the back. Instead of a, what is it, like a back fist that he does? It's just,
just a back elbow. You guess you could do a backstabber. That could be the Brutus effect.
Yeah, that would be cool. Chris Jericho, update your moveset in this, your fifth decade of wrestling. We're tired of it. Okay, anyway, we're only talking about present day, and by present day, I mean like things that happened 4 days ago. On Yanu, Kenzie and Banu are so happy the next morning. Aren't we so excited for Yanu?
I think we're very excited for Yanu, for sure.
Somebody else's pain is their joy. Banu admits to calling Kenzie the mastermind to Q and Tiff. Banu needs to learn how to shut up. I know that's what this whole episode was about.
I just don't think he can.
Mm-hmm. Tiff obviously tells Kenzie, who compares him to a toddler, and that's where we get the episode title. It was very funny, and it reminded me of the toddlers that are my nieces and nephew.
Do you have to tell them not to touch the stove?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we've ever had to do anything with the stove, because we don't watch them that often. But it is a lot of, like, my one and only nephew is about 4 years old and loves these, like, Duplo things that make a cupcake. But they're Duplos.
Does he like to eat the Duplo cupcake?
Of course, and he loves to share it, and it's always so delicious. But it comes apart really easily, you know, because they're fucking Duplos. And he always goes, it broke. I'm like, it didn't break, dude. Like, just do this. And I show him how to put it back together. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he's able to do it himself, but he's still, every time it breaks, it broke. It didn't break. Just do it yourself.
That's not true.
This is how they work. Anyway, I totally understood where Kenzie was coming from when she made that comparison. Tiff says, quite possibly the greatest line of this season, maybe of this whole era, "You want to win a million hearts? Go volunteer."
Yep, this is good.
Incredible line from the Toronto International Film Festival. That's a fun new nickname I'm going to try out for Tiff. Do you think it works?
I think it's great, personally.
If we make her name eight times as long. Banu prays, and Q is sitting over his shoulder and says he can pray all he wants. He made his bed. He's got a lie in it.
Jake, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't like this because it was very obviously staged by production.
How do you say that? How do you figure?
They had like a whole thing of him praying. Like, I think they were like, "We could probably get a shot of you praying, Banu." And then they went up to everyone else and was just like, "Now say something really obvious about this."
I thought it was good.
They were in the same shot. They were in the same frame.
Yeah, because they were producers. The amazing thing is there are producers working night and day at these camps, and we don't even see them. Isn't that incredible? So they're actually they're always keeping an eye out for good camera shots.
I didn't realize Jeff was still with us.
Jeff is always with us. He's kind of the Jesus.
He's kind of the guru of Survivor.
Oh my God. I listened to Jeff's The Only Official Survivor podcast while walking the dog this morning. Just as like a refresher of what happened in this episode. He loved this episode, of course. He loves this season. He loves this show. But he is so high on his own supply, it seems like. And I am very annoyed with it. Such as when we go over to Nami, Soda and Tevin sing a song, and it annoys everybody in the entire world except for Jeff Probst, apparently. Did you love this song?
No, I did not.
Did you know that
I identified very much with Hunter in that scene. Mm-hmm. Just like, come on, give it a fucking rest already.
What if we just slept and just laid about? Jeff was very impressed with their song. He said it gave him, I think he said, soulful goosebumps, which is a weird thing to say, I think.
That is a little bit weird.
And then he also said that, it's really hard to like license music or whatever because you have to give credit to the people who create the music, and it's usually like, you know, the musicians we hire to make the music, to make the score. But in this case, something fascinating happened where the contestants actually made their own song, and then we added music to it. So they all get production credit, and they were luckily already registered as singers on this website, so it was really easy. Like, Jeff, shut the fuck up. You didn't even need to put this scene in. It's annoying, sorry.
I like that you do this to yourself. I would never in a million years listen, because I know it would annoy me to listen to Jeff's podcast, but you're just like, you know what you're doing? You're touching the stove is what you're doing, my man.
I love the warmth, you know? It's so nice.
Every time that you turn it on, you're like, I'm going to touch that stove again. Maybe it'll be different this time. Maybe it won't hurt.
Maybe I might use my left hand this time. Maybe just one finger. Yeah,
it's probably touching it with the wrong thing.
Yeah. Over on Sega, Jem replants her Beware advantage, and Maria finds it, so Maria and Tim start digging and get attacked by ants. This
was
pretty
so
funny.
Good. I love every way that this played out for Jem.
This was a big topic of discussion in our group DM, Survivor DM, on X the Everything app. Was this good, or was this stupid? I think I'm of the opinion, very funny.
I thought it was very funny.
We like chaos. We like funny. We like having fun, which Jem says as well. In Survivor, you have to play as hard as you can, but you can have some fun too. Now, I don't want to put on my Redditor glasses, but that feels like a winner's quote.
It does a little bit.
Keep an eye out on Jem. Okay.
But also keep an eye on those holograms, am I right? We're going to do this every episode.
It's good. It's really good. Jem's going to go to fucking Coachella with all her holograms. What if Coachella just became a hologram convention?
I think that'd be pretty good. I think that the Sega, if you think about it, I think that the Sega tribe is probably the, oh, by the way, also, I know we've been calling them the Seagull tribe. I want to call them the Sega tribe.
I like the Sega tribe also.
And then maybe even when we bring them up, you could put the Sega opening,
that little,
little thing in there.
Yeah, I love that.
Sega.
That's a great idea. Okay, so we get to this reward challenge. Ben is amped to see Jeff. If you went, Ben...
The Sega tribe is kind of the Daisy Jones and the Six of this show, I think.
Who's Daisy Jones and the Six?
Only the hottest fictional band in the movie I didn't watch.
What movie is that? Jim and the Holograms?
It's called Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh. If we're talking about movies about bands that are good, I highly recommend it. Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, that movie rules.
It's such a fun movie.
It's got
movie.
Alan Cumming in it.
Speaking of the Traitors... So they have to row a boat, unlock rings, and then yeet the ring off a tall pole and then yeet it again on another pole. Oh, speaking of toddlers, the word yeet, huge with kids. Huge.
The toddlers love it.
Well, I guess she's seven, so she's a little more than a toddler, but, you know, toddler age.
Is it? Does she watch, like streamers or whatever? Is she watching, the like,
yeah, almost,
YouTube videos are telling it to her?
Almost exclusively, yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, that's cool. I know a wrestler who does yeet a lot too. Do you know him? And she's like, stop talking to me.
That's on television. And we don't believe in that anymore.
We watched that movie, that Adam Sandler movie, Leo, that came out on Netflix recently, when they were over a couple weeks ago. And before we even got through the opening credits, she goes, this movie sucks. I hate this movie. You go, oh, have you seen this? And she goes, no, but it sucks. I go, oh, okay, well, let's watch and see. And she enjoyed it the entire time. It was a decent movie. And then the credits came out. She just turns to me and goes, that movie sucked. Go, oh, okay. Kids are so fun.
Kids are fun.
Okay, so the winners of this challenge get decent-sized fish. Okay. I couldn't tell if Tim jumped on the platform if Jeff said he took a big dive or took a big dump. Did you catch this?
It did kind of say like he, it did kind of sound like he said he took a big dump. I remember that specifically.
I rewound it a couple
so
times.
I choose to believe that's what it is.
Look at the big dumpster over there. Hunter obviously gets the ring off on his first try. Charlie also gets his ring off on the first try. Our baby. But Yanu takes the lead. Can you believe it? Yanu, the losingest tribe of all tribes. Q kills it at tossing the rings on the pole and wins it for Yanu. Hunter lands one ring atop the pole. Pretty good stuff. And then Ben yells, your grind set is your mindset. Agree or disagree?
Disagree. It does make me think of the Metallica song, My Lifestyle Determines My Death Style, or whatever the...
Oh, can you name 104 more Metallica songs?
Damn it. I didn't think I was going to have to do this. Creeping Death.
Nami takes second place. Great. And Yanu trades their decent-sized fish for a large toolkit and a tarp. Now, my question is, why didn't they get the flint? Why did Jeff keep the flint from them? Like, couldn't they have traded for flint?
I thought the flint was included in the toolkit.
I don't think so. Oh, is it?
Well, no, it is, because he took their flint later.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, good call. Over on Nami, Liz is excited because she is allergic to everything except for decent-sized fish. And then we get a nice scene about Tevin, from Tevin talking about fishing with his dad. It was nice.
See, this is the way to do it. Yeah. This is the way to do it. It related to something on the show, and it taught me something about him, and it was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Didn't feel cloying at all. Didn't feel, like, pushed upon us. It was like, oh, this reminds me of my dad.
It felt very natural.
Yeah, it was a really great scene. See, Jeff, you can do it. They put the tarp up, and Banu is unhelpful per usual at the Yanu camp. Q continues to coach Banu on how to be social and talk to Jeff. And then Banu wants to practice with Kenzie as well, but she just wants to relax and enjoy the wind for 5 minutes, which makes him very
pretty
mad.
Understandable.
Yeah, I was like, that totally makes sense. I'll come back in 5 minutes. But this really upset Banu, and he stormed off because apparently she was snapping
He had a very proportionate reaction to what happened.
Yeah. Is he a toddler? I mean, he's the oldest.
He kind of acts like one in a lot of ways.
The oldest person on this tribe, and I think second oldest person on the season. But yeah, I don't. Like, when people are like this on this show, I'm like, what are you like in real life? You can't be like this in real life, obviously, like, with food and heat.
He's made it a long way in life. You would think that he hasn't made it this far by, like, throwing huge tantrums all the time.
I don't know. I mean, Colton had a partner on Blood versus Water, so, you know.
He's the living embodiment of that drill tweet about crying.
Which one is that?
He's got my, you know, want to know how I got my graduate degree? Crying.
Oh, yeah.
Want to know how I got out of India? Crying. Now get the hell out of my office.
Yeah. Okay, so Sega Tribe is getting the rallying speech from Ben. We all loved that. I feel like Ben wants to be Jack Black in School of Rock, but he's more like Miranda Cosgrove from School of Rock. Do you think that's an apt comparison?
I think he's more like the Wheeze, Pauly Shore, than Jack Black. I think that's more the type of guy that he is.
Happy to say I haven't watched too many Pauly Shore films in my day. I did watch the Bubble one. Was that him?
Oh, are you talking about Biodome?
Biodome, that's what it's called, yeah. Pretty good.
That is not a good movie.
It's not a good movie, but I like the concept. There was a documentary about a real project in the 90s, maybe 80s, maybe 70s. You know, before modern times, that was really interesting. I think it's on Hulu, and I don't remember the name of it, but it's about the Biodome experiment.
The whole time were you watching it, you were like, not a phone in sight. This is before anyone was on their phones all the time.
Yeah. Now, smartphones, nobody's doing Biodomes anymore. it just seemed like an interesting project. So seek out that documentary if you're interested. This is a new segment called Recommending Projects. Okay. Mo says one of the tenets of Survivor is Jeff will never lie to you. This is false. Because remember?
Not true.
Remember a few years ago when he did lie to half the cast and then got shamed into changing history, if you believe it. So I don't trust Jeff Probst. I'm glad that Mo believes that, and Jeff seems to take it to heart when he was on the official Survivor podcast. But Jeff has lied, and he's manipulated people. Like, I don't trust this man.
You can't just be trusting Jeff all the time.
Yeah.
That's how he gets you.
Jem and Mo suggest Tim is the one who planted the Beware advantage since he's the one going about it so hard. Pretty good hologram production by Jem over here, huh?
I agree. couldn't agree more.
It's a decent metaphor, Jeff. On Yanu, Banu is feeling like a puppet. And then Kenzie goes to apologize to Banu, and he immediately forgives her. He just, like, he seems to lack conviction, you know? Like, he's mad.
It's just bizarre, because it's, like, the worst, like, anything that happens is the worst thing that's ever happened to him. But then the second that you're like, I'm sorry, he's just like, oh, and I'm fine now. Like a dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or a toddler. Then on Nami, they do laundry. I feel like a lot of scenes we get with Nami are not necessary, but they got to fill the 90 minutes, I guess. Soda,
got to have him doing stuff.
Yeah. Soda is feeling restless, and that makes Tevin nervous. So he goes around to plant seeds for a Soda ousting. As he said, Soda got to go-ta. Do you like Tevin?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is good maneuvering. It bodes well for the Andy Griffith Alliance, because everybody seems to be on board.
I remember seeing the previews for the season and being like, oh, that guy's going to be so annoying. But I really like him, actually. I like him more and more every episode.
I had the same thought. I was like, oh, this might be too much. But no, Tevin rules. He's great.
We then go over to the Sega tribe. Excuse me. We go then go over to the Sega tribe.
Sega.
Where we learn Mo can't jump. Was this a fun scene for you?
I mean, you're just talking about necessary or unnecessary things on the show. I was like, this, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You're unathletic, all right.
Here's something you could say.
Also, the jumping didn't involve any athleticism in this challenge. You just had to jump off of a raised platform.
Did it not, though? Here's something you could say about this scene. White Mo can't jump. I assume Mo is white, right?
Yeah, I mean, she seems pretty white.
She seems like a fairly
as
white.
A fellow white.
Yeah,
I know how to recognize one of my own.
Yes, it appears she is a white person, and she's also an LGBT contestant, which is its own category on Survivor.fandom.com. So, is that a funny joke?
Is LGBT a funny joke?
Yeah, answer that question, actually. Can you
Jake, I think you need some sensitivity training here.
No, my joke, white Mo can't jump. Now that we can officially say it.
Yeah, sure. If it'll stop, if we can move on, yes, sure.
You can't vote me out until you laugh at white Mo can't jump. Okay, they have to climb the tower, jump in the ocean, climb another tower, jump in the ocean again, and then shoot baskets. So...
You know I love shooting baskets.
Right. Like, we love the shooting of baskets, especially in March, the madness. Don't love the obstacles beforehand. What if they just had to swim out to a platform from really far and then shoot baskets? What if they had to play a 5-on-5 basketball game in the water?
I mean, look, you know I love that idea, but...
I mean...
It's Survivor, man. What are you gonna do?
It's March Madness, though. I want to watch basketball all times. Like, imagine somebody is watching March Madness and they're like, ooh, let me tune on to CBS.com right now to watch my basketball, and it's fucking Survivor's on, but then they see a 5-on-5 basketball game and they're like, oh, this is what I was looking for. Jeff,
this is the real basketball.
Fix it for next year. Hunter makes an incredible leap. You were saying this jumping didn't require athleticism, but that man almost jumped 1,000 feet.
Well, I'm saying the athleticism helped the jump, but like you could just drop off the platform if you wanted to.
Or you could just skip it altogether, which is what Banu did. So he has to go back and redo that portion of the obstacle course. Charlie successfully jumps off and screams Taylor Swift's name. When he leaps, pretty cool, right?
You gotta, dude, you gotta have something else in your life. Like, I'm sorry.
Have another hobby or interest.
Even really religious people don't do this.
Tim tried to jump from platform to the shooting platform for the basketball portion and nearly falls off, but makes a great recovery. That was pretty good. I don't know how I feel about Tim yet. He's just kind of there.
Well, he's the guy on the show that they, like, every season they have somebody that they just never show anything for, and that's him.
Yeah, I think the only thing we got from him was learning that he has a wife and a grandmother, right?
I think so, yeah, that was... So we knew. The only thing we got from him was him being really paranoid about the Women's Alliance, and that seemed to go away very quickly, so, yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Women love Sega. Hunter shoots, and Tevin hypes him up by going, Michael Jordan... And then it goes in, and then he does the Nami song, but only once, and then he stops when he watches the winning ball go in. Tevin and Hunter, great duo. Kind of the Kobe and Shaq of Survivor 46, huh?
I mean, I couldn't agree more.
Banu absolutely blows the ball retrieval portion of the game, and Sega takes second. Sega takes second. Huh? Okay, so then we go over to the Yanu Beach.
This is another classic Yoon Young scenario.
I think it's a good joke. We get a talking head from every member of Yanu saying that Banu needs to go. Vanu gets upset about not being included in that conversation. So he starts crying and goes idol hunting. Okay. And then he digs into the soil. I did think this was funny. And he says, "Jeff, I'm digging deep. This is what you say to do." Well, he's not wrong. You should give him something for that, at least. Then he gets mad at God and says, "If you wanted to end my story so soon, you shouldn't have put me on Survivor." I don't think God did that. I think you did that.
He's not going to die. Like, also, I'm going to be... What they don't tell you is that every player is executed after they're eliminated.
Yeah, that's why they call it Survivor. Then he goes up to the Toronto International Film Festival and pleads with her to... he pleads with her on his knees.
"Please consider my submission."
And she says, "I'm not talking to you while you're on your knees," which I think was a very good call. And
it's just him groveling like fucking Ric Flair.
God, yeah. I just saw a clip from that match earlier today. Man, that man was too old when that match happened, and that was like 20 some years ago.
Oh, is that the "I love you, I'm sorry"?
Yeah, the Shawn Michaels one. Is that not what you were referencing?
Well, no, it was a common thing he would do where, like, he would do heel stuff, but anytime that he got, like, cornered, he would get down on his knees and grovel, but usually it was a way that, like, it was a trick, and he would, like, low blow you or something afterwards.
Call him Trick Flair. Okay. Tiffany. The Toronto International Film Festival then tells Banu straight up, "I'm voting you out." Yeah, fair. I appreciate that. Like, you're being weird, and you're being bad vibes, and this is a good vibes only Survivor now.
Yeah, we are not vibing right now as a tribe.
Speaking of vibing, you know what is great at vibes? The wildlife. We've got the coral reef, we've got fish, and we've got, of course, the ants that they dug up. How many ants do you think there are in Fiji? Species, I should say, not individuals. I'm not going to expect you to count all them.
Yeah, I was going to say there's probably a lot of ants there. I'm going to say there's like 100 different species of ants.
Try like 3 to 6 times as hard. I didn't write it down, but I know it's in the...
Is it 300 to 600?
Something like that, yeah.
Kinds of ants?
It might be like 240 or 520, some number like that, something like that. It's wild. Have you ever heard of these plants called, oh God, I need to read it, Squamellaria?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
They are something known as an ant plant, I think they're called. There are these ants in Fiji that have begun planting the seeds, like picking up the seeds, finding their way to an appropriate spot, and then planting the seeds as a way to then create real estate for their colonies. Isn't that interesting? They live within the fruit as it grows.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. There's a really nasty picture of the fruit dissected, and it makes it look like a rotted piece of ham. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, sure.
You're going to say, ew, blech. I sent it to you on X the Everything app.
Ew, blech.
Exactly. I didn't write down where they are on the IUCN red list. Take a wild guess. How do you think ants are doing, just generally in the world?
They're doing thriving, yes. Actually.
I think they actually invented a new category called thriving.
It's actually, they're living their best life as ants.
They got a new classification called TM, as in too many. Calm down, guys.
These ants are doing too much.
So at Tribal Council, Banu re-explains what happened at the journey. He really messed up there, huh? He says it took him 6 days for the game to click, and then when he did, he screwed it up. I think it didn't click for you then. Jeff says, "It's rare when this happens, but I find it intoxicating." What?
What do you? Yeah, what's that? What do you mean? Please elaborate.
Then Banu tells them his story. He says, they don't know my story yet, but we as the audience did already know his story because he talks about it every fucking scene in these first four episodes.
We've known about it since the first video we saw of him.
Yeah, his bio video before the season even started. Jeff eats it up. Obviously, he loves when people struggle. He thanks Banu thanks everybody for the opportunity. And then Jeff reminds him, Banu, that he called him his guru once. And Jeff says, Banu, you're your own guru.
Very inspiring.
And then Jeff says, all right, Banu, whenever you're ready. They don't even vote, technically. They don't write it down on the parchment, which seems stupid. Like, what if somebody was acting, you know? I just don't like this.
You gotta vote, you gotta read the votes.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't have the shot in the dark. Well, maybe somebody else has another plan, you know? Like, obviously it's gonna be Banu. We all know it's gonna be Banu. But still go through the... It's not like he outed somebody for being trans or something.
Yeah.
Or like, attacked everybody on his tribe so they have to be like, hey, let's get the fuck out of here. Like, it should be a normal vote. He didn't do anything that prompted this other than be a sad sack. Whatever. It's not my show. This is my show. Thomas, you have 12 points last week. I had 12 points last week. I got a point for Jem surviving on the Sega tribe. You got a point for Maria surviving on the Sega tribe. Neither of us have a person on the Giannis Antetokounmpo tribe anymore.
It is very funny that both of our people flamed out on that tribe.
Yeah, well, when you don't get Flint on the first day, apparently this is what happens. Like, I think there's been enough, experimentation with this, not giving people Flint if they lose the challenge, that we could be like, okay, this isn't working.
Yeah, they gotta stop doing Flint. That.
At least when they go to tribal council, like, that's the whole point of putting your torch in the fire. Anyway, you got a point for Nami, Hunter surviving. I got a point for Venus Vafa surviving. We both said Nami would win reward. You said they'd win chicken. I said pineapple. They instead won decent-sized fish. Why didn't we say that?
We should have said that.
They have fish already.
Don't they have fishing gear?
Somebody does. But, like, they can go out and get their own fish, right? Give them a burger.
They're giving and they're giving men a fish and teaching them to fish.
Speaking of the Bible, I assume that's from the Bible, isn't it?
I believe that parable is from the Bible.
Favorite Bible parable?
Probably the... I don't think that the it is easier for a camel to pass through than eye of a needle is a parable, because I think the parables are usually like stories, and I don't really remember a lot of them, if I'm being honest, so I'm going to
pass. Fine. Top 12 parables. Okay, this is from americamagazine.org/faith, so you know it's legit. It's a beautiful painting, actually, of a person carrying a person off of a horseback. They look sick. Number 12, the talents. It gave us the word talent, and Jesus stressed the necessity that we use them. It also means, however difficult it is to see at times, that we all have the talents. That's not what I meant to read.
Prodigal Son. I remembered it. It's my favorite.
Do you know the marriage feast? That's number 11.
Oh, it sounds familiar.
Do you remember the sower from Mark?
Is that about reaping and sowing?
Yeah, probably. The wheat and the weeds. That's what I like.
I don't remember
that. My two favorite W's. Yeah,
I do love both those. Bread and weed.
Yep. Speaking of things we love, the mustard seed. It rhymes with the last one. What about the rich fool from Luke 12, 13 through 21? Whoa. You say that again? Money doesn't guarantee the health of my soul?
What a rich fool believes.
That's what that song is about. The lost sheep? Oh, I kind of remember that one, actually.
I remember the lost sheep, yeah.
Sheep and the goats? Wow, a lot of sheep in this fucking book. Dishonest manager. Good Samaritan.
Yeah, it's a Good Samaritan, I know, yeah.
A Prodigal Son. That's number two. And number one is from Matthew 18, 23 through 35, called Unmerciful Slave. I wonder what that one's about. Probably not on the side of the bad guys. I feel like the Bible's usually pro-slave, anti-slavery, right?
Yes. Yeah, I do believe so.
Took me a long time to figure out how to phrase that.
Okay. People were saying the Bible is the first woke book.
Okay, so let's go. The Sega Tribe, you've got Maria, and I've got Jem. So you've got 17 points now at the end of this week. I've got 16. Because you said Bonnie would be voted out. I said Kenzie, so you were right about that. So Sega, you've got Maria, I've got Jem. Namia, you've got Hunter, I've got Venus. Who is winning reward?
I'm going to say the Sega Tribe is going to win reward.
Sega. I will say Nami. Can't go wrong with Nami. Who? What will the reward be? What will the reward be? What will they win?
I'm going to say they're going to win pizza.
Classic. I'll go with coffee again. Seems like an easy one. What about the immunity? Who's winning?
I'll say Nami wins immunity.
Nami. Okay. I will say Sega wins immunity. And I think that's... Oh, who's getting voted out? Sorry.
I'm going to say that Sega is going to go, and I'm going to say Tim gets voted out.
Interesting. I was also going to say Tim, you know, trying to double dip on those points. But since you picked Tim, I'll say Maria. That's probably a bad guess. Okay, you got a random point for if anybody calls my baby Charlie, or I get a point for Charlie turning on his friends. His angels, excuse me. You're waiting for Red Robin. I'm waiting for Old Spice. Somebody's getting points in the future. Can you, Thomas, we talked about the songs on Nami a lot this week and this whole season, and I don't think we're about to stop so long as Soda's still on the show. Oh, that's who I'm going to say. I'm going to say Soda. I'm saying Soda for my person getting voted out.
Okay.
I just forgot about him for a second. Anyway, speaking of Soda, can you tell us the name of this week's Quopst quiz?
So nasty that it's probably somewhat of a travesty having me. Then he told the people you could call me your majesty.
Time to find out if you could survive hanging with theater kids.
Wonderful quiz. This is from Vladdy Koff. Have we done this one already? That name sounds
familiar. I don't
think so. 7,530 points. Starting off, Thomas, are you an introvert or an extrovert? Introvert, extrovert, ambivert. I don't know what these words mean.
I'm going to say ambivert. Depends on the situation sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fine answer. I suppose that too. I love hanging out alone, you know, but I also love getting attention at parties, you know? You and your theater friends decide to watch a movie and you guys agreed on Beauty and the Beast. Now, which version? The live action from 2017 or the original from 1991? Who's picking the live action one?
I would love to know who the type of person is that picks the live action. Obviously, I'm picking the original.
Yeah, like, I kind of forgot that movie even existed. And did you sing along to the film? I couldn't help myself. It ruins the movie, too. For some of the songs, I don't know the lyrics. Obviously, I don't know the lyrics.
I might sing along to Gaston, maybe.
I think I know Be My Guest, and after that I don't know any of the lyrics. Be My Guest.
It's actually Be Our Guest.
It is. Be Our Guest, and you will be dressed the best. That's probably pretty close. Okay, the movie is over, and it's time for karaoke. Do you participate? As much as I can, not at all, only when others are singing with me or a bit.
This is so frustrating to me because in this exact scenario, they're probably singing Disney songs, so, like, no.
But it's also your, you get to pick the song when you're doing karaoke.
I love karaoke so much. I have to.
I'm personally, I don't care if it's Disney songs or not, because I don't know the lyrics to any songs. But luckily with karaoke, they put them on the TV. So I'm just going to do it a bit. Thomas?
You're doing it a bit?
Yeah, what are you picking?
As much as I can, obviously.
Okay. How long did you guys do karaoke? Half hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, an hour? These are not a wide range of times.
We're doing it for 2 hours. Like, come on.
Yeah. I've walked into the karaoke bar to sing one song and then leave. I will be there for 1.5 hour. No, obviously I'm going to be there for 2 hours, if not more. Okay. Oh, Thomas, this is exciting. The next activity is charades. Charades.
I fucking hate charades.
What did you struggle with most when acting? Trying not to talk, making my motions clear.
Making my motions clear.
Mine is trying not to talk. I'm constantly talking. Did your team win? No.
No, yes. My team did not win.
My team absolutely won. All we do is win, 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 no matter what. Ooh, I know those lyrics. DJ Khaled. How did you spend the rest of your day? Playing a board game, resting in silence, calming down from the hectic day. The hectic day of going to see a 30-year-old movie and doing karaoke.
Hectic day of hanging out with theater kids for several hours. So I rested in silence, calming down from the hectic day.
Going to the nearest playground or gossiping about the latest scandals. I'm going to play a board game. Thomas, I do have to tell you, I'm going to be playing Ticket to Ride as soon as we're done with this. So I'm pretty fucking thrilled about that.
Have fun with your trains.
Thank you. Would I be able to Survivor hanging out with theater kids? Yes. I would not be surprised if you told me you'd been in a couple productions yourself. I actually was the lead character in an 8th grade play. Maybe it was 7th grade.
Yeah,
play in 9th grade.
I also got the same thing, and I have been. I think we did a play for speech and drama for 7th grade, I think.
Yes. And, I think we probably did a couple.
Yeah, I did that, and then no big deal, the play that you didn't make, I did actually make it freshman year, so, you know. You were in the production, though. You're on the crew.
Yeah, I was on the crew because I wasn't pretty enough to be on the cast, apparently.
Yeah, you weren't a fucking dime like me. They had all the smoke shows on stage.
Remind me again, what was your part in that one?
Oh, I was wearing a ghost costume, and then I think I was in some ensemble stuff also.
Good.
Had a sheet with eye holes over me because I was so hot. People wouldn't be able to handle how hot I was.
It would just be too distracting to see this 13-year-old on stage.
I was 14 years old. And I had not hit my growth spurt yet, so I was like 5'1 or 5'2 at the time.
Yeah, a real smoke show. Speaking of smoke, Thomas, what's your blue sky?
You can follow me at tom.tom.bsky.social.
Or on X, the Everything app. We're never leaving that one, apparently. Blue Sky doesn't do DMs. But they do higher quality posts. I will say that.
They do got posts.
We're also on YouTube now, the only fun Survivor podcast. I don't think anybody commented on anything. I'm only saying that because I did not check. But if somebody did want to comment something, Thomas, what could they comment on YouTube.com on this here video or any other video?
Ha ha ha, very funny, smiley face.
And you can actually do that on any video. It doesn't need to be one of ours, but since you're already here, it would be nice. Our last poll, do you remember what our last poll was? It was something good, I remember.
I remember liking it, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I think a lot of people liked it, probably, because it was so good. Kate Middleton, oops, well, we found out. Kate Middleton, do you think that she is? 14% of people said dead, 29% of people said hiding, 57% of people said on the island from Survivor. So we were wrong, and it did turn out that she had cancer, so sorry about that.
Well, I mean, I will say the word survivor was in there, so.
The word survivor was in where?
Was in the answer that got the most.
Oh, and she is a cancer survivor? Is that the connection you're making?
Inshallah, yes.
Okay. All right. So sorry to Kate Middleton and
You want to know how I feel about this? I'm going to tell you how I feel about this.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this.
I don't feel. Look, everybody overreacted because they handled this the worst possible way that you could. There was a complete vacuum of information. People were going to freak out about it.
And that's all we have to say about
it. You don't get to guilt people anymore. Over this. You could have said it at any time.
Yeah. Anyway, do we have a new poll that hopefully doesn't result in somebody getting a cancer diagnosis?
Yeah. Is your guru Jeff Probst or yourself?
Jeff Probst, yourself, or Banu, whatever Banu's last name is. I know that a lot of people are going to say Banu because everybody loves to cry. Okay, let's see. We have a few shows on Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/justpodcast. Thomas, we haven't shouted anyone out yet this week, have we?
No, we haven't. We were having a lot of fun talking about former President Barack Obama. So I definitely want to talk about Pope and Change, the podcast that he will be required to be on with us if we get a subscriber.
Yep. Jeff Probst has not responded, nor TJ Lavin, to the wedding invitation we sent them. But my sister, when she got married a few years ago, did invite Barack Obama. He did not attend. But I think he did send a card, so...
Or like someone on staff did. Didn't that happen to our friend with George W. Bush also?
I do kind of remember
George
that.
George W. Bush.
I don't remember who that was, but I do recall that happening. Yeah, that's very funny. Well, do you want to thank the fans?
I would love to thank the listeners. Thank you for listening.
And finally, what can they write on Apple Reviews or other podcasting app?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
Wonderful. And until next week, you know, all we gotta say is have a great summer.
Deuces.
Oh, we were talking about Sister Jean at this party last night. You know, Sister Jean from the Catholic school.
Yeah, the iconic Sister Jean, who I think is still alive. I feel like she would have heard if she died.
She is, and we all made fun of the school for, like, trotting her out at every game. Still, she's been at this for probably too long.
I mean, I think she likes going.
I'm sure she does. Anyway, let me know if this is a good joke, because it didn't really work in the moment, but I think it works better in text, but, you know, we weren't on Twitter, we were in real life. But we were talking about unions and Sister Jean. I said that she's in a union, you know, like a nun for unions, because she's, you know, a nun. And
Jake, I'm going to tell you right now, this would not work in text, and it doesn't work. It's in spoken.
Yeah, I had to say it like 10 times out loud, and the conversation died until like three people got
this.
It.
This was a real life Franny Mae moment.
I was just like, I don't know anybody here. I'm going to show my ass.
That's right, baby.
Didn't talk to any of these people before or after that conversation. But I needed to get my union joke in there.
You were like, I have a lot of thoughts about Sister Jean.
Here's this half-attempted pun. We're going to do it 16 times. So that it sounds real. I think they liked me.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Yeah, they probably did. You're like, wow, that guy's just like Jesus.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus. But he's talking like a gentleman.
Yeah. Well, I was the same age as him when he passed, so something to think about all year.
You can't see, but I'm doing a sign of the cross right now.
Beautiful. Catholics.
Smarten up, Probst.